This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Breakfast Buffet podcast with Gary and Chelsea.
In this packed edition,
there was a jackfruit celebration.
Ah, yes, a very special day for a fruit that's meatier than you think.
I created a genius guide, quite frankly, to instant fame.
If you're looking to make your big break, this literally could be it.
I'm calling this biscuit trauma because I think there's no other phrase to do it justice for what this poor individual had to endure.
I know. I just hope it never happens to you. It's a cautionary tale. That's what I would say, is a cautionary tale.
Apparently there's rules when it comes to tying your shoes.
Yeah, who knew this? All thanks to Perry, ex of Little Mix, now solo star. She's got a very specific way to put her footwear on. And she's not alone. The people of Kent got in touch in their dozens to tell us there are particular ways of preparing yourself in the morning. It's all coming up in this packed edition of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast entitled
Licked Fingers, Dodgy Bickies and Tubby Testing.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Tell you what, if you've got a quandary about parenthood, or you just want a bit of an argument, Mumsnet, that's the place to go.
Ultimate guide to life.
So there's a lady, she said, what does everyone think about this? She posted it up on Mumsnet. So she's at a friend's house having a meal. So yeah, they're in the kitchen having a glass of wine together while her friend prepares the meal. And she says, oh, let me help out. No, you just sit there, enjoy your wine. Let's have a natter. I've got the food, I'll do it.
Oh, lovely.
Trouble was, as she was cooking and manoeuvring with the food, her friends kept licking her fingers.
No.
Okay, that's your response.
Just no. I don't want anybody's sloppy chops near my food. She may as well just lick it and hand it to you.
She said she's not a hygiene freak, but she'd never have dreamed of doing something like that herself. When she's prepping food, she was a bit grossed out about it, couldn't stop thinking about it while she was enjoying her food. She just couldn't enjoy the food.
No, because just thinking about eating their spit.
Yeah, exactly. This is one of your best friends.
I don't care.
They're cooking
you
dinner.
Momoa.
No. So what are you going to do? What? Okay, Jason Momoa is in his Aquaman outfit. He's preparing fish. Okay, that's it. But he is licking his fingers in between every touch of every morsel of food that is going to later be cooked and put in your mouth.
No.
What do you say to Jason?
Absolutely not. Behave yourself.
You're just going to say that to Jason, are you?
I would turn down Jason Momoa's spit, yes.
Okay, I'm going to get you your food. Here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'd be like, take it back. Let's get a takeaway. Let's not bother, babe.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What is going on in your apartment block group chat? What's popping off?
Henry was in trouble.
The Hoover?
No, the person.
Okay.
Four people had to let him know that he'd left his car lights on.
Oh, but at least they did. Lovely community you've built
there. I know. People were looking out for him and his
battery.
Wonderful.
It's like a Garden of Eden. Did he get out? Did he get the message? Did he go and turn him off?
He did in the end.
Save the battery.
Yeah, I sorted him out.
Well done.
But blimey, Henry. It took him a while. Selling Sandra was out of control this week, by the way.
She is a woman possessed.
She got a nail polish set.
Yeah.
Bidding wars began, Gary.
Oh,
bidding wars. On WhatsApp.
Incredible.
It was madness. People were fighting tooth and nail for the set.
Mainly nail.
Guess who won?
Oh, well done.
Oh, I did it.
Oh.
It was Pam.
Oh.
She loves the colour coral. We had to give it to her.
Pam got the coral.
Yeah, she got the coral. She's going to paint her toes and let us know.
Okay. We can't wait to see Pam's toes. Lovely.
And a massive update. I think probably the most important update of WhatsApp group chat.
I would thought so.
It's Pedro the porcelain pigeon.
Ah, yes. Now, you've been inundated with pigeons in your apartment block. There's quite a few that have moved in unofficially. Then to add to the fun, someone put a porcelain pigeon named Pedro.
Pedro.
In the post room.
Yeah. So
he
it's
was
Pedro
the post pigeon.
The post room porcelain pigeon.
Porcelain. Yeah, we love him. What about him? Didn't he get cracked?
He did get cracked, right, which was awful, but we filled in the cracks, and now he's just a little bit... the community.
Communities. How do you fill in the cracks on a porcelain pigeon? Any ideas?
I don't know. To be honest, it looks like someone's gone in there with Tippex. But moving on, the important thing here
yes, yes.
is that Pedro is trying to keep the summer dream alive because he now has a sombrero. Someone has found a miniature sombrero and put it on the porcelain pigeon.
Wow, that is wonderful.
And it was the highlight of my day, going to check my post.
I just hope someone did a Google search for hats for porcelain pigeons and came up with something. They obviously did. Sombreros.
First a sombrero, whatever next.
I think you need to change the hat. Have a look now. Find porcelain pigeon hats.
Porcelain pigeon
hats. And see
hats.
If you can afford to replace it with a different hat. That will give everyone such a thrill and such a lift.
I love it.
What a place to live. What a WhatsApp group that... Yes, that's what it was. It was WhatsApp group chat. Wow, wow, wow. WhatsApp group chat. Wow, wow, wow.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Stacey, ever since she was a child, she dreamed of the perfect wedding. And now she's had the perfect wedding. It was everything she wanted and more. Now, you might know the spot where she got married. It's very romantic. It's not in Kent, but you might know it nonetheless. So if you jump on the M25 and head out towards Surrey, so you're going clockwise around and off you go down the bottom, and you go past the turn for Gatwick, you can go a little bit further. You come to the Cobham services.
Yeah.
So if you've ever headed round to Heathrow on your drive, you know, you've got the Cobham services there. That's where she got married, at the Cobham services. It was her dream to get married there and to have a fast food lunch in McDonald's with all the family.
No.
She booked it up last minute. She couldn't believe it. They were like, all right, Stacey, you come down here, babe. And she said, I can't believe it. They cordoned off an area for her and her guests.
A whole area.
And they all had McDonald's and celebrated at the Cobham services. So maybe, I know it can be very stressful with wedding season and expensive.
That's true.
I'm thinking if you're looking for a budget version, I'm thinking Moto Medway, Road Chef Maidstone on the M20, down to Folkestone, to the Folkestone services.
That'd be nice on the coast.
Yeah, exactly. Practically a sea view.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Today, July the 4th, it's Jackfruit Day. Happy Jackfruit Day, everybody. Finally come round.
Oh, it's having its moment. It's waiting patiently, hasn't it?
It's been a wait, and then suddenly it's here all of a sudden, Jackfruit Day.
Surprise.
Terrific. So, look, you're bougie. You're a foodie.
Yeah.
Jackfruit.
Yeah.
You've had it. I haven't even had it.
Oh, it's so good. So it's an exotic fruit.
Right.
So you get it in like the kind of Asian part of the world.
Yeah.
Because of the hot climate.
Yeah.
But it's really sticky. So to take the jackfruit out, you have to put Vaseline on your hands. So that the stickiness doesn't get everywhere. Because what it's in, the pod it's in, doesn't want to let it go because it tastes too good.
So you eat with Vaseline on your hands?
No, you do that to get all the pods out and then you can eat them.
Okay.
They taste like bubblegum. But then if you cook it, they make like vegan pulled pork and stuff out of it, don't they?
Right, so it's like a meat alternative.
Yeah, makes great fake pork.
Sure.
It's so versatile. The jackfruit can be whatever it wants to be.
I don't understand that. It's like saying, oh, yeah, here's a lemon. It's like a lemon, yeah, but it's kind of cross between that and a beef burger.
Look, we do fancy dress at Halloween. Why can't jackfruit fancy dress as pulled pork? So,
what have you come as this year, jackfruit? Pulled pork again? Came was that last year?
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
I found a way we can all be a celebrity.
Oh, well, this is what we need. Lovely. Okay. It's about time.
And it's got nothing to do with having loads of money or perfect hair.
Okay.
It's a lot easier than that.
That is very handy in both cases.
And people to look to for inspiration that can do this are Tom Grennan.
Tom Grennan, yep.
Benson Boone.
Yeah.
And Kim Kardashian.
All right. Well, they're all really gorgeous people. So this is making me think that it's maybe not as easy as you're making out, but go on then.
All you need to be able to do is backflip.
Tom Grennan. Yeah. All right. Benson Boone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian was seen backflipping at her sister's birthday party the other day. Apparently, it's an unwritten rule of being a celebrity now that you need to be able to backflip. So all we need to do... Just have a little practice. Have someone hold us and flip us over. You don't even need to do it yourself.
Gradually.
Just get someone.
Oh, please. But they're doing it real. We'd be fake celebrities.
Yeah, but we're halfway there.
Okay.
We can be like F-list celebrities and work our way up to the A-list.
I think we're already on the F-list, babe.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Trigger warning, here comes
I'm
a traumatic...
stressed.
I know this is... I just can't shy away from it. I just want to put it out there because it could help someone who finds themselves in the same situation.
Okay.
That's a zoologist. His name is Richard.
Yeah.
He's having some downtime. Now, you said, look, don't worry about it. You're stressed out. Put the kettle on. That you could have almost not said a worse thing. I know
you don't know.
You're innocent. I'm not blaming you,
Cups
Chelsea.
Cups of tea solve everything, though.
Okay, but the trouble
but
is,
this.
What goes well with a cuppa?
A bicky. No.
Richard Freeman.
Oh, no.
Sat down. He was enjoying some jammy Dodgers. Got down to the bottom of the packet there. Final two Dodgers... contain no jam. It was just Dodge. Dodge, no jam at all.
What?
He says, I've been attacked by a cobra. I've been stalked by a tiger in Sumatra. And I got caught in a tornado in the Gobi Desert. But when a man can't have a whole jammy Dodger with his cup of tea, then something is wrong.
Don't.
Now, of course.
This is awful.
Burtons, who make jammy Dodgers, of course, have responded. We extend our deepest apologies for any upset. They're good. They're doing the right thing here.
Oh, that's good.
We always strive to give customers the stickiest, jammiest splat in our shortcake sandwiches. After all, what's a jammy Dodger without the jam? Just a Dodger. And it seems this time, the jam has truly dodgered.
KMFM Breakfast. Cracker snack.
Here's the crack.
Oh, that was really nice that time.
That was really satisfying.
That was one of your best.
And here is the snack.
Some good cracking and snacking.
Good morning, Gary. It's Chantel from Strode.
Beautiful Chantel.
Hello, lovely.
Here she is, Chantel. For the prize of a super secret something, Chantel, in Strode, what do you think it is on Cracker Snack?
I think it's the frazzle.
Frazzle.
Oh, that's those like smoky bacon.
Yeah, they're like little crispy bacon rashers. That's what they are.
Delicious.
Although I find they repeat on me a little bit. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate that.
Chantel, are you a fan of a frazzle?
Mm.
Yeah, I quite like a frazzle. Just like getting off the bag.
Yes, you're right there. You could
smash. Stingy, aren't they?
Do you know what? I don't think I've ever seen like a party bag of frazzle size. You know, like one you'd have.
Yeah, I've only seen them individual.
No, no, those little ones. Have you ever come across in the wild a big bag of frazzles?
Only like the Morrison's own or Tesco's own ones. You know, the big ones you get, but not like proper frazzles.
Not the bona fide real deal. Okay, yeah. Well, thank you very much for that important snack survey information. I think we're all richer for that. But really what we came here for was to find out if you're going to win a super secret something. There's only one lady who knows. That lady is seated just over there. Look, there she is now. It's Chelsea.
I do like a frazzle. I do like a crisp. But you're incorrect, Chelsea.
Oh, it's not a frazzle.
It's not a frazzle. I'm so sorry.
But
a great snack reminder. I forget they exist.
Do you know what? I think
there's
going to be people making a pit stop to work this morning and are going to go, I've got on pump number three there. Yeah, I'll have a bag of frazzles as well. Frazzles owe us big time.
They do.
And we owe you big time, Chantel, for involving yourself in such high excitement here at KMFM. It's a rollover, Chantel. Your work, though, here is done. Have a wonderful Thursday. There goes Chantel, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Sometimes things can get a bit nasty when it comes to mealtime. So I was telling you a story yesterday about a lady who had gone to her friend's and her friend was preparing dinner.
I'm having to prepare myself for this story again.
I know. But her friend just kept, move that. Lick fingers, cut that, lick fingers, put in a bit of that into the dish, lick fingers.
Ugh.
And she didn't know what to do. And we mentioned this yesterday, and now you guys are saying what you would do in that situation, which I think is very handy, because, you know, it might not have happened to you yet, but it could happen to you one time soon.
And hopefully people are going to speak some sense.
Yeah.
Sammy in Faversham, first up, she said, depends on the friend. And to be fair, I'm quite picky about who'd be cooking me dinner anyway.
Oh.
So I feel like I'd be a bit nervous inviting Sammy over for dinner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ellen in New Romney said, if they look like Brad Pitt or Tom Hardy, not a problem. And then she put a little wink emoji.
But I don't get that. Why is a good-looking person's spit any more acceptable? I just don't think that's true.
I think the
true.
Hope is that you'll share their spit at some point anyway.
Oh, whoa, come on!
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Trudy in Walderslade's been in touch. Morning, Trudy. Eat it. The heat from any cooking will kill all the germs. What if one of the dishes was a salad, Trudy?
Yeah, what if it was then? A gazpacho?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Hello to Christopher in Maidstone, who says, what I do? Get my coat. Thank you.
I like that. It's practical advice.
Yeah, Ali says, who's in Maidstone as well, I would say, I've just remembered, actually, I've eaten.
I'm on a diet.
Yeah, absolutely. Alf says, chefs sometimes use a spoon to see how food tastes, then they use that same spoon to stir it some more. It's the same thing.
Oh, no.
Do you know, I've seen that. I have seen them do that on TV, but they generally go spoon and put the spoon away. That's done. That's a one-use only deal.
It's a one-use spoon.
But, to be fair, restaurant kitchens, they do only have that little porthole window. What's going on back there? I don't know. Phil, I think this is where we're going to have to draw a line under things today.
Go on.
Friend's been licking their finger constantly while they've been preparing your food. Phil says, lick their finger as well. Make things weird.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And Perry's caused quite a lot of controversy on social media because she shared on her stories, she has a very particular way of putting her shoes on. She has to put her left shoe on first, then her right.
Mm.
But then she does up her right before she does up her left. So she goes left, right, put on, but right, left, do up.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's that weird. I think you put your left on, put your right on. While you're over on the right, do it up, then go back and do the other one.
No, that's weird.
I don't know why you were going on about this.
No, because if you've got your leg up and you're popping your trainer on, I do
Where'd you put your leg up?
But you know, like there's like a bench. Say if you're at like the gym or something, or a chair, and you're putting your leg on, or you know, bending down, I would go...
I bend down.
Left shoe on, tie it up.
Yeah.
Then right shoe on, tie it up.
Is it always left first?
To be honest, it's whichever shoe I pick up first.
Right,
I go with that.
So you really
haven't
got a system.
Whichever one it is, you always put that one on and the shoe on, tie it up all in one go, and then you move on to the other leg. The other leg can wait.
Okay. Right, this... Yeah, you're very strict on that. You seem like you're very strict on that.
I am. It just makes sense. You don't need to alternate. Just go one leg, one leg. I think we're not the only... I don't think me and Perry are the only ones that have got an opinion on this. I think other people will as well on how they put the shoes on in the morning. Shawnee and Who got in touch and said it has to be the left shoe, then the right, because he's left-handed, so it makes sense.
Yeah, I'm right-handed, so I'm just trying to see if it's the other way around for me.
Right.
I think it's whatever comes to hand or foot first for me, but people are very strict on this.
Shane in Sittingbourne said, as long as they're on the right feet, I know I'm winning.
I'm with Shane.
Marlene in Chatham, her grandma always told her as a kid, you must put the right one on first, otherwise it's bad luck. For some reason, it stuck with her and she will never, ever put the left one on first.
Oh, well, the left side is the evil side, isn't it? That's
the devil's, it's the one you throw the salt over, isn't it?
It's the
devil's
side, yeah. That's where he hangs about.
Trudy in Walderslade, whichever knee hurts less that day.
Yeah, get that.
Does the knee dictate quite a lot?
Yeah, the knee's telling you the way forward on this.
I quite like Jane in Ashford. She said, if I'm standing up, then I do the right first and then the left. But if I'm sitting down, I do the left and then the right.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Tears is playing at KMFM, Kent's radio station.
Which is exactly what's coming out of my boyfriend's face at the moment because I've put him on a diet.
Coming out of his face. Not his eyes.
No,
his tear ducts, just his face generally. You put him on a diet?
Yeah, he keeps complaining that he's gaining weight and he wants to take care of himself. So I was like, okay, well, let's start eating better and let's go on a diet.
Oh, great.
And I'm trying to help him out. But he keeps buying treats and he's like, no, I'm not going on a diet. So I've created one. He's not aware that it's happened yet. But basically, every time he buys treats, I eat them. And then he wonders where they've gone, and then he has to buy more, and then I eat them again.
I wouldn't usually go for one of these diet fads, but that one I am down with. I'm buying your DVD. Is it out in time for Christmas?
Do you know what? I'll release it in October just so you can get started
okay,
early.
Okay, thanks, mate.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Now, you might be sick of polls from the last few days. There's been a lot of polls going on. But today is a poll that I think we can all get on board with. It is the day to celebrate ice poles or ice pops, if you prefer. Maybe add another name for them, Mr. Freezes, you might have called them. But whatever, those fruity sticks of icy goodness that you receive on hot days, if you're very, very lucky.
We call them tip-tops.
Tip-tops?
Yeah.
What, just the sticky?
Yeah, because you tip the top off, yeah.
Tip-tops?
Yeah.
There's a new one. If anyone else has got, you know what we're talking about, the frozen fruity sticks.
Oh, they're so good.
They can be good. Sometimes,
if you get a bad
flavour,
so game over. The disappointment, it hits a different level.
Or lack of flavour entirely. Sometimes you're just thinking, this is a big, long ice cube, and I'm not getting a lot out of this. It's a lot of colouring. Blue seems to be well represented in the ice pop tip-top world. Have you got another name for it, perhaps? Did you ever try and make your own? That was a real nightmare. Did you ever try and make your own lollies? Ice lollies at
home?
They
never went well. The best I did was flavoured ice cubes.
Flavoured ice
cubes? Yeah, just used to pour squash into the cubes, concentrated.
Yeah.
In the freezer.
That's got a tang.
That had some flavour.
What do you put a squash cube in, though?
No, you just eat it.
Oh, you just eat it. Okay, right. Gnawing away. Well, look, I don't know whether you call them ice poles, ice pops, tip tops, Mr. Freezes, but whatever. Today is a day to celebrate.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Liam in Ramsgate said, it has to be the right first, only because it's easier, as he had an operation on his left and he said he's fat, so he struggles to put it on.
A lot of information there to unpack.
Sharon in Ramsgate is whichever picks up first. Whichever shoe is picked up first, that's the one that goes on.
Right, gotcha.
I quite like that potluck.
Yeah, go for it.
Margaret said, morning, you should just move on with the times. Get slip-ons, have a great day.
That's really helping no one, is it, with this phone in? Thanks a lot.
You got to slip on one first. So, Margaret, which one are you slipping on first? Yeah, left or right?
You're not jumping into both of them together, surely, in some balletic. Boing, boing. Laura in Westmorling says, left, right, put on.
Yeah.
Left, right, do up. Unless it's heels. Because you need the grounding of one foot. So you then left on and do up.
Yes.
Right on and do up. So it's just girl shoe math. That's what that is.
Girl shoe math is a very serious thing, especially if you've got a very high heel.
Yeah.
You need to strap that in there and get it secure so you can balance to put the other one
so
on.
So now we've got the whole different kind of footwear requires a different
strategy.
Oh, this is getting more complicated than I ever hoped it would. I've got to be honest with you.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Got a little challenge for you, Gary Wilson.
Okay.
I think you'll enjoy it. You're good at a quiz.
Right.
This one's going to test your guessing skills to a whole new level because it is a Teletubby quiz.
Oh, so topical. Teletubbies from 1997.
My friend's having a baby and we're talking about a lot of kids' TV programmes at the moment, which is how we got onto this.
Yeah.
And we found out the actual height of the Teletubbies in the TV show and I want you to put them in height order. So
what?
We have Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala and Po. The actual Teletubbies themselves in height order. Bonus points if you can guess how tall they actually are.
This is the most ridiculous game ever.
Isn't it? But what a way to start Monday. If you get this right, think about how accomplished you'll feel.
I reckon the red one was smallest.
That's Po.
Yeah?
Incorrect. Oh. Which one do you think's the tallest?
Purple one.
Tinky Winky, that's correct.
Is that right?
Do you want to know how tall Tinky Winky was?
All right.
10 foot.
No, get out of it. What?
They were big tubbies.
10 foot tall?
Tinky Winky was a 10 foot tubby.
Why would they make it so big?
I don't know if to scale, maybe to make the hills.
To scale? They're not real.
Yeah, but imagine how big their tubby toast must have been if Tinky Winky was 10 foot.
That's what I'm saying. Well, just make him normal, 6 foot, and then everyone else can have normal toast.
His slice of toast would have been a loaf.
Why have they given themselves so much work to do? What's wrong with them? All right, Tinky Winky was the tallest.
Yeah.
Then, I don't know. Who was next? Who was the shortest then? If it wasn't Poe, it's going to be after. He was the red one. The yellow one?
Yeah, Lala.
Yeah.
Was 6 foot five. Just like the men in finance.
Wow.
I know, Lala was the littlest.
Lala. That's how you remember it.
Poe was only an inch taller, though, Poe.
Oh, well, come on. Give me a break.
So it was,
you're talking
it was
about 6 foot
off.
5, 6 foot six. Who's going to care about the difference
and then
there?
Dipsy was 8 foot. I feel like Tinky Winky's 10 foot with the hat. I think without the hat.
Oh, it's the hat.
Yeah. Oh, is Tinky Winky the one with the handbag?
Honestly, your research really has not really stood you in good stead for this quiz at all.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.